Study this week. We asked transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve to fill us in.
Montgomery County, Maryland, Police Captain Thomas Dedone sees the danger of speed daily.
Speed is a determining whether a crash is an injury or a property damage. The faster someone's going, the more likely that someone's going to get hurt.
But for Dedone, it's also personal. His 15-year-old son Ryan died in a crash where the driver was going at least 20 miles over the limit.
If he had been going the speed limit, there's not a doubt in my mind, every kid would have been home safe.
But speed limits across the country have been going up since the federal government repealed the mandatory maximum of 55 in 1995. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety found those increases have caused at least 33,000 deaths over a 20-year period. With every 5 miles the speed limit rose, deaths grew by 4%. On freeways, it jumped 8%. Charles Farmer authored the study.
For this few minutes that you're saving by going faster, you are increasing your risk quite a bit. There are people dying out there.
But the National Motorists Association says speed limits work best when approximating the natural flow of traffic, which may be higher than the posted limit. The NMA's Gary Biller.
That the fatality rates overall have dropped dramatically to the point where in the last couple of years they're the lowest on record. So as states have continually been raising speed limits, their safety statistics have actually gotten better.
Now, researchers estimate 1,900 people lost their lives in 2013 because of the higher speed limits. That's almost as many lives as were saved by frontal airbags that year. Scott, 7 states have speed limits of 80 miles an hour or higher. In parts of Texas, that limit is 85.
Chris Van Cleve, thank you, Chris, and we'll be right back.